Fluency in English. Act as if. Hey, smart cookies. Dreaming of achieving fluency in English? Feeling frustrated? Keep reading. Today, I'm feeling inspired. I just got back from a walk, and after reading a blog post from the Daily Love, I have some interesting advice for you. The post was called, "You're Already Whole. Act Accordingly." It talks about accepting yourself the way you are right now and enjoying the ride of life. I think that this approach could help you in your quest to improve your English too and help you enjoy the ride of learning English. First, some questions for you. I invite you to leave a comment at the end of this article to share your answers with me. So, what is fluency in English? How will you know once you've achieved fluency in English? How will you feel once you've achieved it? Is it impossible to feel those feelings right now? Could the journey to perfect English actually be more rewarding than the destination? Would you experience more joy or love if your English were perfect? Do you need perfect English to define your self-worth? Does speaking English make you more valuable as a person? Mastin Kipp speaks about love and self-worth, and it made me think of you. You all share the same dream to learn English, but each of you have very different definitions of what that is. For some, it means being able to book a flight over the phone. For others, it means giving a presentation to an important client. For others, it means being able to watch a movie in English. So my next question is, how would you act if your English were perfect? Take a minute to think about it. How would you act if your English were perfect? Would you speak confidently? Would you start conversations with strangers, clients, or colleagues without hesitation? Would you smile more? Would your posture and body language change? Those all sound wonderful, right? But who says you can't do or feel all those things right now? Just as you are, even if your vocabulary is limited, or your grammar isn't perfect, and you struggle with phrasal verbs. No one said you couldn't smile and feel confident with imperfect English. It really is a choice. Yep, you can choose to be confident right now. You control your thoughts, beliefs, your posture, smile, and your actions. So, why not enjoy the benefits of perfect English now and enjoy the journey? Once you realize that you control how you feel and can choose to be positive, confident, and enjoy the process, you will be amazed at the progress you can achieve. Successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. Tony Robbins. Are you asking yourself the wrong questions? Sometimes we ask ourselves the wrong questions. We may focus on how bad our English is by asking, "Why is my English so bad?" But doesn't that then assume that your English is bad? Why not ask yourself, "How can I improve my fluency in English even more?" In that question, you assume that you have fluency and that your English isn't bad. I recommend becoming aware of what you're telling yourself regarding your English for an entire day. Make notes about how negative or positive you are. If you ask a lot of negative questions, try to replace them with empowering positive questions. And most importantly, the next time you feel down and are telling yourself, "My English isn't good enough, I'll never get better," or "Heaven forbid, I'm stupid," put on your walking shoes and head outside for a walk. Or put on your headphones and dance to some great music. Nothing makes you feel better, in general, or about your English, than a bit of exercise and moving your body. So, what do you think? Are you good enough? Will having a positive attitude to make the process of learning English easier for you? Share your thoughts by leaving a comment below. And until next time, keep smiling, walking, dancing, and believing in yourself. This is Diana Tower from HelpingYouLearnEnglish.com.